Welcome to the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week, and it comes to us out of the book of Genesis, chapter 21, verses 8 through 21. And this is about Hagar and Ishmael, who was sent away. As the time went by and Isaac grew and was weaned, Abraham gave a big party to celebrate the happy occasion. But Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and her Egyptian servant, Hagar, making fun of Isaac. So she turned to Abraham and demanded, "Get rid of that servant and her son. He is not going to share in the family inheritance with my son Isaac. I won't have it." Well, this upset Abram very much so, because Ishmael was his son. But God told Abraham, "Do not be upset over the boy and your servant wife. Do just as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted. But I will make a nation of the descendants of Hagar's son, because he is also your son." So Abram got up early the next morning, prepared food for the journey, and strapped a container of water to Hagar's shoulders, and he sent her away with her son, and she walked out into the wilderness of Beersheba, wandering aimlessly. And when the water was gone, she left the boy in the shade of a bush. Then she went and sat down herself about 100 yards away. "I don't want to watch the boy die," she said, as she burst into tears. Then God heard the boy's cry, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the sky. "Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid. God has heard the boy's cry from the place where you laid. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants." Then God opened Hagar's eyes, and she saw well. She immediately filled her water container and gave the boy a drink. And God was with the boy as he grew up in the wilderness of Paran. He became an expert archer, and his mother arranged a marriage for him with a young woman from Egypt. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. And if you always wonder what's going on in Israel, the challenge between the Jews and the Gentiles and the Muslims, that story pretty much tells you that it's a family dispute, so to speak. But God loves us all. Have a wonderful day.